Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show. It is Monday, the 20th of March, 10 a.m., and I'm joined by Matt Brown, an independent market strategist. How are you today, Matt?
Very well. Happy Monday to you. How are you, Zach?
Well, I'm probably not feeling quite as sprightly as Dame Vera Lynn, whose 100th birthday it is today. She's double my age, can you believe it?
Incredible.
The White Cliffs
are still going? I didn't know she was still going.
Well, apparently she is, yes. She stayed awake all night, and as I would do if I was 99 years and 364 days, and managed to make it through the night, apparently. So congratulations to her and all that she's achieved over the years. Let's have a look at the business side of things. Most popular in business and finance, Chinese growth prospects improved, policy still prudent. PBOC's Zhu has suggested. Who are we to disagree?
Well, China's actually doing quite well, but it's all about globalization for China. They need us to be buying their products. On the back of this, do we think they will tighten like the Fed? I don't think they're going to be as aggressive on rate hikes. But certainly growth in China is still there. It's probably better than some had expected, and not a bad start to 2017 for China.
Well, I was reading in Tim Price's Investing Through the Looking Glass, which has taken me 3 months to read. It was only about a word a day. But apparently China has its debt to GDP ratio is 250%, which doesn't sound very good to me.
You know, it's, no, but I mean, you know, you've got other countries as well with that high debt ratio.
It's Greece. Italy.
Italy, the UK.
Zimbabwe. All those, now the UK, I think, is probably around break-even. It's like 100%, you know, something like that. But who cares about these things? The growth is good. Trump, great meeting with Merkel, no handshake, but Germany owes vast sums of money to NATO and US, according to the First Post. Well, he's right.
Well, they do. Will he get it? I doubt it. But, great meeting. I think Merkel would probably say different. As you say, no awkward handshake. A la Theresa May.
Well, she probably couldn't find it now because it's so small.
It's so small, yeah. Maybe she needs a looking glass or a magnifying glass.
Exactly. She probably does, yes. On to the next story. Top five French presidential candidates will go head-to-head in a televised debate expected to last almost 3 hours and be watched by almost 8 million rather sad people.
8 million sounds quite few. I mean, this is the first debate, I think they're going to go after Macron, though. He's the favourite, and he's now a target. I mean, that's going to be the key thing. We'll see how Le Pen does with the debate. But, yeah, Macron, they're going to be gunning for him.
Why? Because
he's the middle ground. He's, you know, 39-year-old with no political experience, really, in that area. I think they're going to go after him.
There's nothing wrong with being a 39-year-old with no political experience.
True.
Anybody
like myself.
Exactly, yes. All right, let's go on to the next slide. The Investors Chronicle commentary, the final G20 communique signed by the finance ministers over the weekend, did not include a clause on their commitment to anti-protectionism and favouring globalisation. I was unable to force partners to go along with wording which they don't agree with. We have reached an impasse, said Wolfgang Schäuble.
Lots of French in there. It's they're not going to agree to it. I think certainly the likes of China, as say, benefit from globalisation. So anti-protectionism, a lot of people aren't going to sign up to that.
Yeah, but these G20 meetings, they're not. It's not exactly populism, is it? Next slide. Economic calendar rather thin today. EU labour costs and Chicago Fed national activity index, which is not a particular statistic.
Nothing exciting to
look at on a regular basis. As far as trading is concerned, Oanda clients, they're on the high end of gold and silver. They are steady on cable. The only real movement there is buying dollar yen. It's fallen back towards, I believe, 112.50, 112.80 the last time I looked. So buying hopefully at the bottom of the range and looking for a rebound back to 115 again. And then very short of euro sterling, below 30% tends to be, on the bull side, tends to be rather extreme. We'll see how that pans out. But so far that's defied the cynics. The euro has been relatively strong.
Yep, strong move.
Going on to the Russell 2000, the co-report. The index is trending up again following recent basing action across the 50-day exponential moving average. Short-term breadth is recovering, and the 14-day RSI is only just rising through neutral. The index looks set to clock new all-time highs, and who are we to disagree with that particular call?
Be careful of going short, but I mean, at some point, this market has it needs a healthy correction, but
well, you could
would you call it? I mean, that's the problem.
You could say that it's been sideways, though, since the beginning of December, so that is something to maybe be wary of. Broker recommendations chosen by me with a... I didn't pick on any of Deutsche Bank's recommendations.
No, they're not getting their bonuses as well. Well, they've been cut quite a lot, and they've got, say, 8 billion euro cash call, so it's not...
They can pay the bonuses out of that.
They're not as low as it has... Oh, yeah, true, they could.
I think money, that's a big pot there. Yeah,
remuneration, I think, is about 10 billion euros a year. So maybe they're just, you know...
But I mean, normally what you do, you get the tax, you get money from the taxpayer, and then that's your bonus, like RBS, you know, just pay directly. I don't know why people just pay directly.
Yeah.
Forget the...
just go down the bank and give them cash to
pay directly to the management of the company. So BAE Systems, current share price around 550, Barclays underweight at 460. That seems to be at least a contrarian call. I'm not quite sure whether they're just saying it again so that it might actually happen, like King Canute. Foxton's Group, Jefferies on a hold there, which is a telltale sign of really meaning sell. We should have said sell, but we're just trying to still stay firm, so we don't think we got it wrong. Target down from £1 to 90 pence, which is, I think, roughly where we are at the moment. Supergroup, online retailers, still going great guns. Yeah, I'm not sure how trendy this brand is anymore for me. I left this thing at French Connection in the 90s.
Well, it's for middle-aged men. They also have shops as well, but they don't. I don't think they sell anything above a medium size to stop fat people basically going into the shops, and they have to buy online.
It's a good idea, actually. Yeah. So middle-aged men buy this stuff, do they?
Apparently so. What? Midlife crisis, it's kind of Supergroup, kind of... Japanese
so it's not trendy. Oh, so it's not trendy anymore.
I would look at me. I wouldn't know.
Plumbers, taxi drivers, and everything. Okay. Well, on that note, Matt, Matt Brown, independent market strategist and fashion consultant. Thank you very much for opening the TIP TV Finance Show today.
You're welcome. Thank you.